そうです。Simon Shin Chav Ches Si Lamed Ches Moto Lechel Lachim Mitzukim. Maybe this is a type of syrup. Viligmoya Beyo Haya. One is permitted to swallow a raw egg. Kidei Lahanem Hakel. And the answer is because
we leave it in it.
Shin Chav Ches Sif Lamed Ches. Lamed Ches. Mutter Lechel, so the Mishnah Brura says, the love of the Fuhu, the Ligzer Bezer Mishum Shrikas Tamamonis. So that means as follows, even though a Beyo Chaya, or it seems these Chofim Mitzukim, these sweet syrups, were not Amachu Briyim, Afal Bikain, but since the tachlis is not l'refue, the tachlis is only to perfect the scale, and that is not considered a refue, that is why this is permissible. But they bring down if he's horse, and he's taking this sweet syrup. But if he, he's horse, and the purpose of taking the Beyer Chaya is to be merafe the horseness, that would fall into the ghetto of Refuah, and that would be also. That's why the Mechaba was Medayik, Kisdei Lahanem Hakil. Before we say the next thief, I'd like to say, if it's Lahanem Hakel, it's Mutter. So then it's also. The whole method is only Kedei Lahanem Hakel. Before we learn the next simon, I'd like to give a little hakdomah. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Tzadik, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Hei. This says, Tzadik Oichal Seiva Nafshoi Ubeten Rishoim Techtar. So there's a very interesting going. So the going says, Tzad Beten Rishoim Techtar, the going says as follows. Ha Rishoim, Ha Reistem Acher Taivis Arbe, Rishoim would love to indulge in a lot of taivis, chosa lehem beten, so they're missing another stomach. That means they'd love to eat a lot, but never, they only have one stomach, and that stomach is full already. It's chosa lehem beten, shekoten bitnam, mehochil achiloso mishtiyoso. Their stomach is too small to the male, the missing abetes. Lemaite is the Bali Taivis, the always were Bali Taivis, but the Bali Taivis had a ate for this. So after they ate, they used to take apic division, which was a type of food or drink that caused them to throw up. And after they threw up, so Baruch Hashem, their stomachs were emptied out, so they were capable of eating some more. That was the eighth lesson, Rishon Techtal, so the eighth was they had emptied out the bedroom that was full. So now we'll see Sif Lamed. Ein oisen afektivizen perish oruch apik tevei zun to take out the surplus of the food. Kloima lohoiti oisei amozen to take out from the system the extra food. Dahainu gromas ki. That means this pooler brought about that they should vomit, they should throw up. So one is not permitted to do this. Afilu b'chol. Afilu during the week, mishum hefsed oichlen. Because the mamish paltashkes is the tempshen oichlen. He wants to eat more, so that's tempshen oichlen. So that's also. But the im mitzayer miloy macho. Let's say he didn't realize how much he had eaten. Because he was eating, he thought he was still hungry, and then he realized that he ate too much, and now he's taking this because he has died. He's bothered him. Is b'chayim muta. So during the week, a person is permitted to take this up a picture of his. After a little bit of time, one is permitted to do it even with a medication because there's no shayla. Or be Shabbos, also be some. Shabbos, one is not permitted to take a medication to throw up. For Muslim, be yes. But Piyat, he's mutter, but he'll stick his finger down his throat, and that will cause him to run with his sister's mutter. Now let us see the Mishnah Berura. Ein oisen, dahainu kidei shiyehei loy. Now this is the intro to do this, is if the sole purpose is to make himself hungry, v'yad achakach lechel harbei, so that's also afilu b'choil al tepsed oichlen. In Shabbos, so, but that's if he's doing it for the purpose of special reshoim techta. But if he overindulged unintentionally, and now he's suffering from this, he is tal, so b'choil et muta. And b'Shabbos, it's also b'Sam. This domi l'refuah obzeze mishum shchikas samamonim. Now, let us elaborate a little. Sam is also. Now, Batim, is this considered a refuah, yes or no? If this would be considered a refuah, so then Apilu, the Yad would also be also, because we will have later any refuah, which there are standard medications to take for the refuah, you're not allowed to do the same rapport without a medication. You're doing the same rapport without a medication. But since there are medications for this rapport, hazalata. So the mele, so that's why the Mishnah Berura says it's not a rapport. It's domi le rapport. It's similar to a rapport, but the etzim, it's not a rapport. The etzim, it's not a rapport. But they answered it. But they still answered it. Because it's domi l'refuah. We had before in In Sif Lamed Vav, the Mastiki was a type of a trap that had a dual purpose. It could be used l'refue, it can be used l'reya chater. So there's two usages. So the halacha is as follows. If you're using it l'reya chater, it's mutter. If you're using it l'refue, it's also. So this is also some type of a medication. You can use it l'refue. But if I'm not doing it, l'refue, it's mutter. And here, by some, I'm not doing it, l'refue. I'm doing this, it's not called a l'refue. And here they also come. Here they also come. So we ask Natasha, why, what is the difference? They bring down a telephone that they choose as follows. Because here you have another eight. It's not a true l'refue. So that some time should also be mutter. I'm not doing this l'refue. This is some of the overindulge and he wants to vomit now in order to take out of himself excess food. This is not called a l'refue. But since there's another oifen how to accomplish this, you can do it b'yad, so they ask us to do it with some, even though I'm not doing a refuah. And the some, it was only for this. And this is not considered a refuah. I'm just taking out, there's no machl over here. I'm not sick. I ate too much food, so I want to get out the food. So b'esem, it's not a refuah. But since there's an eitzah to avoid it, so they said you should do biyat. My Shain came by this matziki, the only eitzah was with this matziki, there was no other eitzah, l'reya chaper. So l'reya chaper is not a machla, so here they were matter. And here, since there's another eitzah, they weren't matter.
Can we
matter now? Could be this Abishaitim. The Abishaitim says this heter. They answered some because it's not with the yard. Yeah, but they answered this magic in the board because.
Yeah.
Lachaya could be if he can't do it there, this yard, could he be mocked? Could be. Ha, conscious the mayor. A person has pain with his me'ayim. Muta litain aleihem koi. She'iro mimenu chamin. Apo pi shadayin yesh boi hevel. There's a whole Megillah over here. Let us quite see the Mishnah Berurah, how he explains what he's doing, what he's accomplishing, and what the Kiddush is. Litain aleihem kois, dahainu, he takes a kois, shekeseyu al ha-tabu, lemin shechosh be'enot.
The mayor,
yes. He takes his kois and he puts it upside down on the tabu. And it seems he makes a vacuum of some sort. So now the kite is holding onto the bosel. It seems that the pain was because the suction, that's a suction, that's right. So the suction goes in moves to the ma'ayim. It seems the pain was because the pain was because somehow it was out of place. So Mamela, by taking this cup that has the Achosh Meir Muta Litein Olein Koish Yirum Yemenu Chamin, which this now is a Koyach of suction. So Oich is a Koyach of Sabosa, O Meishach Eilu Vesaniayim, O Meishivon Bim Koyma.
והוא עדין, שמותר ליתן בגודם חמל, למי שחוש במתנוי ובמיוב, to put warm begodim on it. So here, l'chayre, the second dinim is the dinim that the heat alone stood the bnei me'ayim. So this is permissible. Uchimilel b'simin shin chobo. And there he says that it's not lirik l'chuit. So this is muta, o'ichalosim, o'ilabeinim chamim, or different things which are warm, and the warm is still the b'nei ma'ayim. Somehow this is not nidre kerefue, and therefore this is muta. Av alpi, but now the mechaga is moited one more thing. Av alpi shadayin yesh boi hevel. There's still some steam. That means there was hot water in this case. He poured out the hot water, but there's still some moisture in the case. And even though there's moisture in the case, this is permissible. So, God Shaila, what? Yeah, the inside, the inside, it's my upper, yeah, the inside. So, umi loshinatu. So what's the chiddush? He's saying a chiddush. Even though there's still some hevel, there's some moisture. The governor says, and now the Mr. Blue wants to explain the chiddush of the two. The loinemer. Kamoi da osru lichayt bechamin. Chamin shahuchmu b'shabbos, one is also lichayt bechamin. That means if it became warm in Shabbos, so he's not allowed to wash himself. So it seems this hot water that was in the kohes was nishamim b'shabbos. So therefore, there'd be a smaller to say that the moisture that's in the kohes also goes into the ether of ein leuchten b'chamin b'shabbos. K'moi da osu lilchot b'chamin, just like they asked them. Rechita b'chamim, k'moiken kol chamim osa l'gufoy. So filo is not mamish liquid, but it's moisture. Osa l'gufoy. V'kika hashminam demota. So l'chayra would seem from the Mishnah Berurah that the chiddush is that this does not fall into the category of Rechitza Pechamim. Rechitza Pechamim is mamish. You have mamish water there, hot water. But the dampness, the moisture in the coast, that doesn't fall into the gather of Rechitza Pechamim. The fika hashmin on the mutter. Okay, the Isa bebreise Shabbos memamid beis. Meichem odom aluntis. A person is permitted to warm up a towel. Uminiach al bnei meyov b'Shabbos v'tiku ato v'ramol el b'simin shin chavov sivov b'hazor. So now he's telling us, l'chayre, this Mishnah Berurah is very difficult to understand. He's saying, he had a problem, what's the chiddush that av alpi shadayin yesh bo hevel? So he says, the chiddush is that it doesn't fall, this hevel doesn't fall to the gezer of rechitza b'chamin. Okay, a person is permitted to warm up an aluntis. Now, I think the Mishnah Berurah understood pshat Rashi says, Rashi and Sabi says, Aluntus is a towel. And I think it doesn't mean a dry towel. I think it means a moist towel. That why does he hop on a towel? Why do they need a towel? So he's speaking about a towel. So he the Chiddush is, one is permitted to warm up a moist towel and put it on the name Mayor. And he also we have the same Chiddush, that this doesn't fall into the Yadav of Rashid Muhammad. I think that's the Hamshah and the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. A person who became shikir. So how do the person is intoxicated, the shikir? So how do you make him a shikir? So there was a refuah. So the refuah was, they used to smear the palms of his hands and his feet with oil and salt, and that somehow took away the shiklis. Is mutter l'soicham b'Shabbos. So this is permitted to do in Shabbos. Now, so let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Now, l'chayre, this is not. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Masha Mefakeach Shikrusoy Mimenu. Ain't a refuah. So he says that is not considered a refuah. That means this is not a normal procedure to be soch. Kapos Yodov V'Raglov B'Shemen of Melach. It's not a machol b'riim. It's not a normal procedure. But he says, but what is he doing? He's not being merapim. He's not sick. He's uncomfortable because of the shiklis. So to be made the shiklis doesn't fall into the category of refuah, and that's why it is mutter. The Masha Mefakeya Shikrusa Mimeno ain't a refuah. Fine. V'ayin v'achroinim Shishkimu Gemuta Lishayt Tabak B'lechilov. A person is permitted to put snuff in his nostrils. Bein sha'oisekein l'fi sha'olu b'mechi sha'loish. Say he has a headache. And it seems the snuff helped him to clear his head. Ubein lahafiga shichus, and snuff also helped to take away the shichus. The kibin shenispashet shefes atabak l'gdoilim u'l'ktanim mishum taidik. That means this has become a popular pastime to take snuff, doylem, ktanim, vishartainik, people enjoy it. Oyin vishum reyach, who they enjoy the reyach, leimuchacha milse da oved lerefuah. So it's not muchach milse da oved lerefuah. Now, we have to, I had a problem with this Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is speaking about two cases. One case is speaking about that a person is taking snuff for headache. The Mishnah shows up, she's taking the snuff because he has a headache. Now, this is a problem. I mean, this is my Mishnah Berurah. He has a Mishnah shows up, she has a headache. And the one is not permitted to take as a fool the Mechi Shalomi. So that he says, oh boy, it's not Nikhil, he's doing it with a fool. It's a machel b'riim. Everyone does it from a mele. So when he's talking about the headache, he says, So just like a person's permitted to take a machos leave, so he's allowed to take his also for his headache. Why? Because for Mucher knows this. It's a machos leave. Everyone does it just for Mucher knows. Fine. This is Gewaldic. But then he says he had another purpose. He had a purpose is if a person was shikya, so the snuff helped that it took away the shikya. But now, if a person is shikya, so why do you have to say shtik tailov? Why does he even say shtik tailov here? We just said before a person is permitted to be soch, kafei shoto, v'raglov, and then why are you permitted? This is not, no one does this. Because to take away shikras is not called a lepuit. It's not called a lepuit. That's why it's mutter. So why, when he brings down this halacha about snow, he says, hey, you know why it's mutter? Because it's a machabriya. And surely it's mutter because it's not a lepuit. But I had a problem. And I think pshat in this Mishnah Berurah is almost similar to the Kishin Dusha. Let us see the Be'er. The Be'er is Kotel Lamed Beis. Lotuch, the ma shemefakeyach shikrusoy mimenu, ain't the refuah, that's not called a refuah. Fine, that's mamish the first thing we hear. The ain lumoit mizeh hekel, lo'oysom shenoigim biktas medines, others had a minik, Lahosin toich achoitim eifel me eifet kotush. They took a certain herb and they burnt it, they made ashes out of it. Lahosin gashikras. Now this was a mamishalapu, it was a type of a medication. Was an eifel me eifet, there was an eifel me eifet kosher. It was a certain type of an herb, and they burst it, and they put it in, and they did wonders for shiklis. Ki oifei eifet kulotei bilapur mishadvorim gamke. You know, this eifel has other uses. This eifel is good for shiklis, but it's good for other things also. Even though he's not a shikya, it's good for other purposes also. Now, so we have here a task. The task just said a moyadik yechidish. And I'd like to mention the lashon of the Oshes Rabbeinu. The Oshes Rabbeinu says, he brings down this, Lashon Shabbos. He says as follows. He says the Taz was Mechadish Amorah the Kishidish. The Av Shahatipul Ein a Mugdor Klau to Oisei Refue. Now this person is putting in this medical thing. He's putting it in for Shikras. He's a Tungibayri. He says that there's other uses. He's also, he can buy it in the drugstore, so this and this and this. Fine. But he's using it for shiklis. But he's taking a medication, which helps for shiklis also. So he says, so the Taz said, I'm made of the Kechidish. Even though af al pisha tipul ain a mugdas klal to oise refu, he's not doing a refu over here. The ain ela la foga shikris mi kolbokin ain la toisoi bisamemonim amishamshin le refu. But to take away shikris, which is not a refu, with a medication that is good for the food also, is also. So we hear a medication, I can't use a medication for a purpose of Hatzona Shikris, even though Hatzona Shikris is not a refuah. That's what the Taz said, which is a medication, but the Taz says, he says, medication not committed. So the melee that fine, that's the Taz. So I think that's the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah now is the same shayla by snuff. Snot is also, it works for headaches, it works for sickness, and since it works for headaches, so the mission away the problem. So what is the difference of this ether? So that's why the Mishnah Berurah had a say, but everyone uses now Latinic, so Tanakh Ovrim, that's why it is mutter. But in Renaissance, this Mishnah Berurah is a line, he owns like the Taz. He wouldn't own like the Taz. He has no shaykhus, why didn't he bring it here? Because he held like the Taz, he wanted to tell us that love is better than this ether. Fine. And the Ruche, the Orche Shabbos says the Mishnah Berurah did not bring down the Taz, so maybe he doesn't hold like the Taz. He has a topic. I think the Mishnah Berurah brought down the Taz. The whole shtick tailor by snot is because he holds like the Taz. So that's why they say the shtick tailor. And the Ruche, the Orche Shabbos quells such a very interesting shaila. He quells a shaila if a person is permitted to take sleeping pills. And he goes, he has reasons why a person takes sleeping pills. Reason number one, he's nervous. Tomorrow he has to say Russian does. He can't fall asleep. That's reason number one. Reason number two, it's something he himself is the person that has difficulties in sleeping. He wants to take a sleep, he's good for this. So he says, L'may nafkamina. So he says, the nafkamina will be is the cause of the fool. He says, if the sole reason why he's taking the sleeping pill is because he's nervous, he's nervous, he has to say a drosha tomorrow. So he says, oh, that's the cause of the fool. If he himself is a person who has difficulties in falling asleep, no, that could be that falls into the gather of Rafur. But the first case, he says, L'chayra doesn't fall into the gather of Rafur. But he says, according to the Taz said that a medication, you're not allowed to take, even you're not taking a Rafur, and that's what the Taz says by the same for Mashikvah. He says, you should come out, it should be yours. That's what the Orche Shabbos says. What's that, three times? It's the Rosh three times a week. So the Vakel, no problem. It's not a chronic problem. He has a job three times a week. It's the Rosh. That chronic, that's not called, something's wrong with him. That's not called a Rafuah. That means the... And that's what he wants to say. But he wants to say, according to the Taz, to be Yosef. Okay, let's go further. Now, B'Shem and O'Melach, Mulavim Yachas. Sif Membei. Ein Mishamlin. Now, this is a Gemara. Ein Mishamlin. Now, what does this mean? So, this is the lotion of the Rambam. Da'ainu she'doyrei ala guf b'choyach. Either the person steps, so it's a very strong massage. Kedei she'yiga v'yaziyah. And the purpose was that he should sweat from this mishamlin. This is also, let's just see the vile, this Allah, and then we'll go further. B'koyach. Now he brings down another mushroom. B'koyach shebna. Now this is a pele shebeinu hanamo. These are exercises. Shepoishtim u'mekaplim z'layayseyem v'tneyem v'lachayim. You stretch out your hand. U'mishamemim u'mezim. These are strong exercises, and again, we'll see tomorrow in the Mechaber Mishnah Berurah, we're speaking about the purpose is to warm himself up into sweat. Today, Yiga V'yaziyah. V'yi B'chlal Repuah. So this inyan of sweating is a refuah. This is a refuah for the for the body when it sweats. So it's also main actually. Even she'enkan sheiches shrikes kamemoni. So yes, good. The refuah is he's sweating, but there's no the sole reason they answered medication is because he might come and grind it. But he was talking about exercises. The next sheep, it says, one is permitted to do certain pu'ulot, which help him, and the answer is, since the refuah does not come about through medications, it comes through different economies, so that's why it's mutter. Chazal asked the refuah that comes through medication. Yes, Leina. The kivin shalafamim mevin hazeya ala chayle gamkein ayidei samemonet. Since sometimes there are certain medications that could be mechamem the guf and bring him to a sweat, so b'kitzur there are two oifanim how to make a person be mafia to sweat, to come to a sweat, either through exercises or through medication. Is chayshin in shiyas the refuah keres. So when Chazal asked the refuah, so if the same I can accomplish the same thing through a medication, so even though I'm not doing it through a medication, but this goes into the issa of lekichas refuah in Shabbos. My she'en kein b'siv she'achal zeh. The next week we're speaking about doing certain pulis that there's no medications that can accomplish what these pulis are doing. Fine. Let's just finish this. V'das. The lefima the paskina la'el b'sif yudayin. Dal yedei Yisroel in oisin shvus darabonan l'choy l'shein boi sakone kimal yedei shinui. A shvus darabonan, one is not permitted to do only with a shinui. For a choy l'shinof ala mishkov, there are two attainants. We learned he's permitted to take medication. And one is permitted to do an iser de rabbonon for a chayle shenof ala mishkov. But the iser de rabbonon is only permitted with a shinui. So chinami binyoneinu, afilu, that what we said, ein mit amlin, is speaking about is a mechish baumes. By mechish baumes, just like in the foolish thoughts of the mishamun is also was. But he says, I'll tell you a chiddush, afilu higia lechlau chayle she'ein b'yisakoses. That now the poor is a mutter, of an eisen of a zekim al yedei shinui. V'chos kin imu rak bori she'choshesh. So now he's saying a chiddush, that the Machado is speaking about a mechit. And so he says, I'll tell you a chiddush, that a pillow, he's really a chayla, shame, but he's not gonna, but in a want to do this, he has to do it with a shini. He has to know what the shini be, but he'll have to do it with a shini. L'davoyni, I don't understand this Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah before, in Sivkotn Kufchof Aleph, Es Takashe, that it says, a chayla should not call the mishkav is allowed to take the poets. You have to take medication. We learned you can only do it with a shinui. How is he allowed to pop a pill into his mouth? There's no shinui. So the Mishnah says the whole din of Shuni was that if he's doing a malacha, or if he's doing something that's mechzik a malacha, so if he's doing a malacha, so Chazal said, you can't, even though the malacha is a rabbanon, can only do it with a shinui. But the proper pill in your mouth, that's not a malacha, that's the void. So I don't understand. Here he's speaking about exercises. He's saying exercises is also if you have a meitish, if not for the mishkav, exercise will be mutter, but you have to make a shinuch. Exercises is not a malach, it's not mezik a malach. I don't understand why here he feels he has to have a shinuch. Now, let's go further. Vashivshuk sha'oisin liyigiyei chayach. Now, this types of massages that a person who's very exhausted and you rub him in kizei lahashiv koichon ulemato mehem ayekusam. They feel better, they feel refreshed and they feel better. So the shulti gebayim has a suffix. Are you allowed to do this? Are you not allowed to do this? This is a new case. It's a type of a massage that the person is still totally exhausted after the massage. He feels refreshed, and thus a suffix in the shulti gebayim. The doctor, Mr. Brewer, he had a suffix, but I'll tell you my stock. I will be much a cost of a mug and a blonde receives cotton and kibble. The fellow body gumbling, oyster, shumre, fuet, kidei, lechazig, midgoy, also. The mug and a blonde says that if a person takes it, he's not sick, he doesn't even make it, but he feels weak, and he takes something to feel stronger. So the Magen Avraham said, this is called a refuah. And the Magen Avraham answered it. So if you are weak and you're taking something to strengthen yourself, so Memele, the Magen Avraham said, this is called a refuah. So Memele says, so the according to the Magen Avraham, it was here to be also. So you won't be able to be makers. Now, let us talk about, the place can speak about Mizman Chazal, the accomplishment of exercises were that he should sweat. That was that was the chelik of the refuah. I'm a diabetic, and my doctor told me I should walk on a treadmill on a bicycle, which is very good for a diabetic. And he said, I asked him, for how long? He said, till you sweat. So alkaponin is what seems, alkaponin for diabetes. This is a fully alkaponin, that is a shield, and that helps, and that takes down the sugar, alkaponin. But with Manenu, we have other inyanim of exercises, which the purpose is not to sweat. So they say the chiluk is as follows. If the Erchin Shabbos says, if I'm doing this exercise to feel strong, to get stronger, this will get me stronger. So this is, forget about the sweating. So this is l'shipol ha'bliyis. So this l'chayit should be also, this should be similar to the Mishnah Berurah that he had to the massage. One? I'd be like Superman. So the shaila is, let us just say what there are. There's a kula from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Rav a person enjoys to do exercise. He loves it. He's doing it not for the tachlis. His doctor told him, you're over 50. He's doing it. He enjoys it. So that's what Shlomo Zalman says. That's what the beginning of the Mishin Aleph, it says, Bochrim amis angin b'kvisotom u'b'ritotom. They enjoy running. They enjoy jumping. So Mamela, this is, even though it's not, so this is mutter house. This is mutter. So if a person does exercises, called over here, Bahuna Mitzangim Mikrisosan Umulusosan Mutter. So that is mutter. Al Dainik Shabbat. And that's if you enjoy it, not the tachlis. You enjoy it, tachlis. Again, the Rebbein Shlomo is a boy from the Baba. That's what you're doing is. I'm not doing it, I should feel stronger and better. I'm doing it because I enjoy it. Then that would be mutter. Now, the God let us just see that this is Nigeria, Austin, Simon Shin Aleph, Steve Bay. The Mechazel says, the Lamar says, V'chein muta l'tayo. A person is permitted to walk on Shabbos. Afilu im kavanosli lihishamel u lihishamein mishum refue. He's taking a 3-mile walk, and after the 3-mile walk, he's passing in his clothing is drenched. Become Mokim Shari, even the Lay Mukha Milta Shaita came with the Fuin. It's not Mukha Milta, so that's like a Macha bring, walking, people bring what? I will also love to run, because I see his Hana Lavu that came in the Mukha Milta, but also Mishum Shrika Samabos. The Yesh Machmirim Afilu Petil in Kavanotli Lish Amal Lefut. And others are Machma, and they say it's not considered a Machal Blim, because people walk on Shabbos, they don't, not after the walk, the clothing is drenched. They walk, but if after the walking, they're panting and they're all sweating up, that could be that leader that he's doing it with a poem, and that also. And then there's a shagatim of a person runs for an appetite. Doesn't have an appetite, so he would be wrong. Vimrot, the kabbalistic that she calls ma'echel. So he brings down. Okay. It goes into the gather of the poor, and to my neighbor, he doesn't know. So now others say, the person makes this to make eye exercises. So that, I'm listening to relatives matter. If a person suffers, a person makes small exercises that, from the main way, that is mutter, that is not needed. I mean, it's not particular that he's doing anything in Shabbos. I saw in the table of horse, you saw the greens down, triadic, you suffer, laying on the floor, stretching backwards, flexing forward. But it's not doing something too strenuous. Behold, this is mutter. This is mutter. And then, fine. Now, let us see a little further.
At the end of the day, there's book based on that.
Yeah.
You say you have a solid table and it's strong.
Membeis,
what? Well, you know, it's just, he said, I've been going all day long,
Okay, one second. So now let us look in the Birah Lachis. Kedei sheyiga v'yaziya, these are exercise. Zeu miloshen haRambam bebiyurei alein mitamlen. That's how the Rambam learned. V'Rashi shom pirish da'ainu shemisham shei b'koya. He's Rabbi. This is a massage. That's a Rabbi. Rashi learned mitamlen. Oh, Mashma, Philo, Imena, Imazia, the Rambam went out for him. As she learned how to do the Chil, Vitikoi, Atu, Vashukhanov, Labashin, Khamzain, Tibay, Divre, Atukhanov, Koshal, Visa, we have the same Amos Amlin. Here he says, Pshat is a strong exercise, there, as he says, a massage. Other than the Sakro, Ulatine Kosa Bilo Yerav, the exclusive Beseka Rambam, that is Mutash, Keniski Marabba, Margit Bemis of Fairish, Ben Hanan, Shulen, the Gamkin, the Karab. So the Oshi Shabbat is like this. If he's massaging his, and he's doing it Lashem's kind of, he's doing it Lashem kind of, too much strong massage. So according to Rashi, it's Ugda the Chayl. We don't pack, this is this Bir Aloche. If he's doing it for a tainik, this is Mutter. Now, the Sefer, the fourth Yisrael, brings down like this. Sometimes his back hurts. Yana massages his back, and also feels better. So he says, this is what they want to say. But then he has a problem. He says, if the gather of the fluid is that whatever there's medication for it, they offer the pula, he says, if your back hurts, it's one of two things. Either you take a painkiller, or you massage and the pain goes away. So he's more of this, but he says, could be this is massaging, it's called a machel bliyim, and people massage, or shen tainik. So Mamela, he says, so could be that's why this is permissible. A massage was shen tainik, I mean, that's the steer aloch, that is mutter. But also, litchoi kreisei shel tinnik, stei lohoiti orei. But also, Litroik, Shemayove, Lahashkis, Lois, Amemonim, Amishal Shalom. Now, there's a big problem over here. Because we learned before that Kol Solche Tinik, a Tinik is a Loche, a Mochele, Shein, Boisakone, a Kol Solche Tinik is Mutilats of Talagaitis, a Loche, you don't have to take medication. And here, all of a sudden, we're talking about that you're not allowed to lead treatment. He might give him the medication. And if he gives the medication for this, so that's a problem. So they bring down that we're speaking about that what we says, so hygienic is mutter is not given to Teurich. Godel. And if you were to say that Godel did not shy about it, it's most that you were speaking about, it's not that the clinic you can make it itself. It'll be a little easier for him. So here, the poet also, the little crazy is because this is not a say that Godel, but ain't Ochinami, we will ever say that Godel, then it'll have to be to this house.
I've seen it.
But it's a serious problem. I mean, let's not the public, but not to.
Yeah, excuse me.